Yeah. I've got three questions for you in closing, Donna, and these are more advice type questions. You know, started out as a graduate. You did textiles at university and, you know, you got into a junior buyer position, which was really coveted. What would you say to students that are perhaps nearing the end of a fashion or textiles degree or are maybe in those very early stages of a potential fashion career, i.e. their first job or things like that? What would you say to them right now with the climate that they're in and, you know, having had, you know, a fairly successful career, both in employment and in your own business?
I think it's funny because I still meet up with the girls who I worked with at Miss Selfridge
Yeah.
all those years ago, once a year. And we were discussing this at Christmas, and I said that my daughter's doing a fashion marketing and communication degree. And they said, "Oh my God, would you sure, you know, have you said to her, you know, advised her to go into the fashion industry as if it was like, you know, the worst thing in the world?" And I said, "Well, we all travelled the world, you know, we all saw amazing places that we wouldn't have gone to. It was good fun, but it was really hard work." And it's like anything else. My advice to anybody would be, do what you love to do. So don't go into it something because you think you're going to make loads of money. Go into it because you love it, and then you will find your path. So, you know, I hate it when people say these things about, you know, don't do an arts degree and don't do this and don't do that, you know, because it's not all. I know we've all got to make a living, but you've got to enjoy life as well, haven't you? And you
You
spend so
really
much
do.
time at work. So I would say if you love fashion, even if you didn't do a fashion degree, there's plenty of people working in fashion who didn't do fashion degrees because obviously there's marketing and you know, I don't know, logistics and visual merchandising and figures merchandising and accounts and all sorts. But if it's an industry that you're passionate about, and I have always loved it, I say go for it. Just go for it and get your foot in the door, and don't worry too much about this first job. Just get the job, get the experience, and then, you know, see what you like. Because if you go with a very fixed view of, I want to be this. Unless you've tried it, unless you did a course, you know, a sandwich course, so you've had a bit of experience, you really know what the job is, you know, that's great. And I did do that, so I did know what job I wanted to do. But if not, I'd say just get your foot in the door of a fashion business and take it from there.
And speaking of having passion and a real love for what you do, I mean, your thing is clearly being in the store and giving customers that real, you know, personal experience. What would you say to your fellow fashion colleagues that have had to close the doors on their shops? You know, they haven't been able to perhaps go there for quite some time now and are really missing being able to provide that experience. What I guess would be your advice or insights to them now that you've seen that the local market is really supporting you and you've been able to do doorstep drops? You've kind of reinvented yourself a bit, really, on that front.
Yeah, I would say, and this my theory, once I'd got over a few days of like, oh my God, I'm going to lose everything, which is genuinely how I felt in the first few days. It was awful. Once I'd got over that, I thought all you can do is sort of keep in touch with your customers, keep it going in the hope that, you know, business trickles in and you're still able to open. Because, you know, we didn't know whether it was going to be 6 weeks, 3 months, 6 months, you know, we had no idea, did we? So I think keeping in touch with your customers is the most important thing. And I think for people who just close the door and shut down for 2 months, that it's going to be hard to just open your doors and expect everybody to come back. You know, they will, but I think if they've been speaking to you all that time and following you, and you've kept in touch, and actually even before we closed down, I did some videos saying, you know, I'm a small business owner. I really do not know what I'm doing here. You know, we've had this announcement. Are we going to close? I don't know. I'm taking it one day at a time. And people really liked that. Not even just my customers, but I don't know, all sorts of people were contacting me, just saying that's so heartfelt and so genuine. But I didn't know what else to say at that point. You know, I just said it because I felt I needed to keep in touch. So I just said what I was thinking. So I think that's what I would say is get back in touch with your customers, you know, and tell them what you've been doing.